This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Former rivals Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton met last night to talk about the future. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
Barack Obama had been scheduled to fly home to Chicago Thursday night. Instead, he and Hillary Clinton huddled for a private meeting. A joint statement afterward said they had a productive discussion about the important work ahead for the Democratic Party. Obama, who clinched his party's nomination this week, says he'll be reaching out to Clinton supporters.
He ran a magnificent campaign. She inspired millions of people. She inspired the best from me. We are going to be working together to win in November.
In an email message to supporters, Clinton said she plans to announce her formal support for Obama tomorrow.
NPR's Scott Horsley reporting. Wildfires are tearing through western Texas. At least 35,000 acres have burned. High winds have fanned the flames, but firefighters expect lower winds today, which will make their job easier. They had more than half of it contained as of last night. Firefighters like a good hard rain, but in Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota, they're getting rain and a lot more, and they're ready for a break. Frank Morris of member station KCUR has the story of the nasty storms there.
Tornadoes fired across much of the region, ripping up buildings, power lines, and farm equipment. Interstate 29 in northern Missouri was closed after a twister toppled semi-trucks. Hurricane force, straight-line winds, battered parts of Kansas and Oklahoma. Heavy rain sparked flash floods and drove the Missouri River and smaller streams over their banks. A tornado near tiny Waukini, Kansas, spooked two elephants in town with a traveling circus. The beast stampeded through the broad streets there until trainers subdued them.
Frank Morris of member station KCUR reporting. A couple of light earthquakes rocked the Bay Area this morning. They struck about 19 miles east of downtown San Francisco. Early reports measured them at 3 and 3.5 magnitude. No major damage or injuries. A plan for nationwide free Wi-Fi is stalled in Washington. The Federal Communications Commission will not vote on the proposal this month. The U.S. has dropped to 30th in the world in the percentage of homes with broadband access. It was 15th just 7 years ago. Celtics fans had plenty to cheer about last night. Boston beat the LA Lakers 98-88 in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Game 2 is in Boston on Sunday night. That is your news and your sports. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.